ready to go.
This is very important because this is very helpful for your research. This is a big mistake because they hire people without quality. They sit there just jealous, do nothing. And this lady came here, I knew it, still helping, everything, but she the one gave my problem. That why many back flat. I told her, and then I went with very lucky, I'm lucky. I think, thanks God, I left Vietnam. If I got a good job in Yatra, I would never leave.
That's right. So it was really because of this woman who, let's say, conspired against you and got the firing that you were decided just to leave Vietnam completely.
Yes, that's right. No.
Then and this was even, of course, before Tet.
No. After I left Saigon, I still stayed there until 68. Right after the Tet Offensive.
Oh, it was after Tet. Oh.
And Offensive, another story that you should listen and you can see it. And then I wrote, so whenever I go in Vietnam, I have my residency. We don't worry about the hotel.
No,
we have house, I have, whenever I go, I have big house, everything. So I moved to Nha Trang, I stay one of the best area, high ranking in Nha Trang, Hong Thap Tu. Red Cross. So I went there and people said, don't worry, well, you stay home and we take care. It's not my style, you know, I have to go to work.
Of course.
And I said, no, I know that the I would dream to work for airline. And whenever I go, people ask me, why don't you work for airline in Vietnam? Because they need. But at that time, I looked very pretty, you know, the Vietnamese outside. And I said, okay, so I go Penang, because I speak English, French, and Vietnamese. Could you imagine, I went Penang. I didn't know anyone there. Luckily, I came then, I met with the lady. This lady, Jean Summer, introduced to me 3 years ago. Because I borrowed the film from England, and she worked for Pan Am, so she has some film for public relations. So I showed to my mobile science unit, and we met. She said, "Oh, good. How are you? You like to work here? I'm gonna go back to England."
So you took her place.
Yes, like this. I said, no, because I don't know anything about TikTok. She said, no, you can do it, no problem. So she put my name there, and I got my job. And my job about 230,000 twice in Nha Trang. Then I get move up, and I got that one. And I always close to my two sisters. Then I have a youngest daughter, sister, she's pretty. She's the queen, in Huế, queen of beauty.
Who is this?
My youngest daughter, sister.
Your youngest?
Sister.
Okay,
after
one in California.
Yeah, California.
Okay.
She's pretty and very bright. And at that time, I just started to work with Pan Am, and Pan Am told that they like to send me to United States to train on computer training. My God, no, that's my dream. I got it right away. And then I'm very lucky. Then my sister said that she like to get married. This boy, I don't like it, but I treat her like a Democrat. Whenever she decides, just go ahead. Because in my family that you had to get permission from father, mother, if no father, mother, so from the sister. I'm the one. But I told her, your own choice. So she want to get married. I said, okay, so go ahead. I prepare for her wedding. I remember I spent 50,000. But this money that we have go or something. Mm-hmm. After her wedding, I got 2 trips. One to go to Korea for Boy Scout, mm-hmm, as interpreter.
Okay.
Or go to United States for training in computer. I said, I could buy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Do both.
I could buy. I did it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I looked in the paper. They said that after you work 1 year with Pan Am, you can get the ticket for your family member. I said, okay, I got one ticket for my sister, this one. I sent her to United States, saw my friend, for her to get education in nursing. And I went go to New York, go to Boy Scout, and when I returned, I resigned and go to United States to study. Because the group I met in Nha Trang told me that you, that person, should be advisor for Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You are leader for Vietnam, not America.
Mm-hmm.
I will show you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We need people like you.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Vietnam, I went to New York, I went to Korea, back. I put my paper that I resigned because my sister already go to the United States and I like to be with her.
Right.
And I will go for my education. So we're here. And since I came here, everything's for me.
Yeah. So let me ask you. I thought you left before,
mm-hmm,
Tet Offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you left after. So what was Nha Trang like during Tet Offensive?
Oh, I tell you. This one, that's what I really disappointed about Ricky Dunn.
Uh-huh.
She, in Tet Offensive, she has nowhere to go.
Uh-huh.
I'll invite her to go to Dalat with me.
Dalat?
Yes. I invite her to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she pay her trip, but mm-hmm, she can go with us to join our family. So my sister here with me and Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. If since Ricky did not visit me when I was sick, she really upset.
Mm.
Because she said, what kind of patient? You can ask to Ricky. I and Ricky and my sister went to Nha Trang and went to Dalat for Tet. I supposed to go to Hue, but my sister didn't like to go. She said, I'm afraid.
Maybe. She was afraid already?
She was afraid already. She had feeling that.
Uh-huh.
So I listened to her, I said, okay. And I go to Dalat without paying because the Pan Am pay for me.
Uh-huh.
Because Pan Am, we have contact with Air Vietnam. If I travel in Vietnam, I don't have to pay anything.
Okay.
But I didn't have any check to go, just to once or twice a year.
Right.
So I got my ticket with Ricky. We all go to Dalat.
Mm-hmm.
I decide to stay there for 1 week because I know Dalat very well. Unlucky, at that night, we were attacked by VC.
Mm-hmm.
And I and Ricky and my sister was on military barrack.
You were just
yes,
there.
Yes. We almost killed by VC,
mm-hmm,
at that night. You ask Ricky, because I still question Ricky then. I don't know how. Because she respect me. She liked me. I know suddenly she didn't come. And at that time, I tell you the story. Unbelievable. And Ricky, because we decided to stay in Palace Hotel. But at that night, there were military code saying that all Americans should move to military compound.
Uh-huh.
So I was with Ricky, so two of us drive with Ricky because I don't like to leave her alone and uh-huh, she don't like to leave me. So we all moved to military zone. Oh my God. At that night, we saw the people run outside, the VC.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the flare everywhere. They said almost destroyed the whole military post.
Mm-hmm.
They said on TikTok. Because they use bazooka.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh my God, I said, and Ricky, Ricky run around, make Ricky more than a chicken. And I just couldn't believe, I said, well, I believe my destiny. If I die, I die.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, Ricky stay there. I said, no, I won't stay here because I won't be killed for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I and my sister walked about 5 miles, 5 miles to go back to my uncle's house.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I had to go back to my uncle's house.
And it was safer?
Yeah, safer. Because my uncle did not have any military, mm-hmm. He always a pharmacist.
Right.
Yes. So we walked there. Ricky didn't see it. I walked out. Only see die on the road.
Oh, you saw them all dead?
That's why I said I like to write book because I couldn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, we decided, I said, no, I had to go back to Netra.
Yeah.
So they said that if you like to go back to Netram, you have to go to the Palace Hotel. Mm-hmm. This is the big hotel. So I went down there. I saw Ricky.
Ah.
Ricky also evacuated. Mm-hmm. But she go back to Saigon. I decided to go back to Netram.
Mm-hmm.
So we go two different. But the thing is, during the traveling, I'm priority number one, not Ricky.
Oh, no. Well. Because you're working with the airline.
I didn't know that on my paper it means that I work for on some way like CIA.
Really?
Operation.
Oh no.
No. AID for we call a like Phoenix program. Mm. Something like that. Uh-huh. I didn't know. But whenever I saw that paper, I priority number one. I didn't know. So I went to Netra, and they sent me a military go to Saigon. At that time, I worked for what is my sister also.
Uh-huh.
My sister also working for special program.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. So number one priority, number one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I go there, and then I go to Saigon, and from that day I decided I had to go.
Yeah.
I decided.
Would be a good idea to
leave. Yeah, good day. But luckily, because thanks for that lady, they kicked me out in Netra. And I had many chance. So since I came here, I studied and do everything.
Let me pause and maybe stop here.